Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. This is a diverse community, and we have two programs today which really speak to that diversity. On Saturday, February 9th, there are two events happening in the Lower Columbia Pacific region, and one is the second annual Astoria Timber Festival, and the second is a Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation Art for the Heart champagne tea. And you can actually do both of these events on the same day. Now, that's diversity. So for the first half of the program, I'm going to be speaking with Robert Jake Jacob. He is the owner of the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa. He is also the visionary who thought up the Astoria Timber Festival, and he'll be telling us about that event. Hello, Robert Jake Jacob.
Hello, Donna.
I'm glad you're here today. And then in the second half of the program, we'll be talking with Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation Board Chair Brenda Penner, and also with Jennifer Canessa. She is also a Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation board member, about the Art for the Heart event on Saturday the 9th. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Nice to have you in the studio. Hello, Brenda. And so they'll be the second half of the program. So right now, let's focus on the second annual Astoria Timber Festival happening Saturday, February 9th at the Astoria Fairgrounds. Robert Jake Jacob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Astoria, and my family was and various, so grandfather and my brother all worked in the woods, and all my buddies worked in the woods. And so logging was always a part. My mom grew up in the Swenson area, so that was timber and farming. And because of that background, always the forestry. My brother went into forestry in the beginning, so I had memorized the types of trees.
And this area is known mostly for, well, not mostly, but a lot of people think about it as, you know, the salmon canning capital of the world, and that it's fishing. Logging, though, was huge. And so you wanted to honor the logging traditions, the culture, and there are logging programs at Napa High School. So that's why you thought a couple of years ago, gee, we should have a timber festival here.
Correct. I've always felt the town was found on trees and fish, and we have a fisherman's festival, and with the Deadliest Catch and with the Axemen, more and more people were learning about the area, and I thought, why don't we have a logging festival? When I was a kid, there were timber festivals all over the state, and they were a ton of fun, and they were also informative. So I asked a few of my logging buddies, Browning and Gustafson and Nygaard, and they said that they thought it would be a cool idea as long as I paid for it.
So okay, it's a free event.
It sure is.
And so you did this about a year and a half ago. You had the very first one. And so this is the second annual one, which is happening from 10 to 5 at the fairgrounds. There's food. There's competitions. What's going to happen out at the fairgrounds on Saturday, February 9th for everyone, families?
Well, what saved me from trying to figure out how to put on a logging festival, I was introduced to Jeff Skirvin, who's a teacher at Napa High School, who also is an international competitive logging man out there, who actually ended up placing in Sweden last year. So he knew everything about everything of the competitions. And so he saved me and knows everybody, and actually being a competitor, he's very well skilled, and because of his high school connection, we will not only have professionals doing the tree climbing and the axe throwing and the chainsaw competitions and choker setting, but he's brought some high schools involved. There's quite a few high school programs in the state teaching not just logging, but forestry, sustainability, those types of things.
And I think one of the really fun things is that participants who come to this event can try their hand at axe throwing and pole climbing.
Yes, I haven't told my insurance agent yet, but yes, you get people out of the bleachers trying all of that, and it is just a kick, and it's a lot of fun. Plus, the Rotary, stepped up to plate, and they're serving the breakfast, and that's at 9, and they're having biscuits and gravy and flapjack, just like you do in the logging camps.
So you brought in Jeff Skirvin from Napa High School, who's internationally respected. Now you also, the Estuary Rotary stepped up to do the breakfast, and Estuary Sunday Market got involved.
Yes, Cindy made me look reputable, and she's handling all of the marketing, all the food booths, all the craft booths, all of her expertise she's bringing over there. They also thought it was a good idea to help promote what goes on in the county here. A lot of people just think logging is clear cutting and killing a forest, and it's everything but. It used to be that way when they scarfed New England and then Wisconsin and came out here. But it's a sustainable crop that's done well, and if they people knew more about the logging industry, they maybe would have a real different look upon it other than just income and jobs.
So it's educational, although, and there's a little celebrity thing going on, though, with the Axemen, and Cindy said that there will be some autograph stuff going on with the celebrity Axemen.
Yes, the TV has made movie stars of my friends.
Okay. And Cindy, I talked to Cindy Mudge last night and earlier this morning a little bit, and she said that actually there may be a few spaces left for some other, for vendors and for people who have maybe some displays, and they can get in touch with her through the Estuary Sunday Market number. What did you enjoy the most about it last year, the very first year that you had it? What was the most fun for you?
Well, it was fun to see families bringing their kids. It was a Saturday, and it was indoors. We wanted it, obviously it had been fun to do it outdoors, but there's all kinds of things in the summer, not as much in the off season in the winter. And it was fun to see the families come bringing their kids. Like you said, it's free. There is food booths and there are crafts, and there'll also be old time logging photos, because the history of old time logging is really, really interesting. And guys like Mr. Smith out there from Camp 18, he likes to wander around in his suspenders and cork boots and talk about what it was like in its heyday. And that part of the history is pretty interesting to most of these people in the community.
And I think there are there's an educational component to it. Obviously, that's the important thing for you, I think. And obviously, there's an entertainment factor as well. I think Cindy actually said there's going to be some music also.
Yes, there will be music. Jeff Skirvin, being a teacher and actually involved in the logging industry, his connection, Oregon State has always has had a huge forestry department. And so we're getting more and more of their input about how they can let the public know how that it's just like the School of Agriculture for them to teach forestry.
And what's your role now? Are you going to be singing, dancing, starting machines? What will you be doing out there?
I'll be in the corner with a different name, eating.
Okay.
They have good food.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, the reason that Axemen has become so popular, a lot of people really don't know what goes on in the forest. It's a dangerous profession. And as you say, now sustainability is key to everything that's done in the natural resource world.
My brother had his summer paying for college. He was a pile buck, which is a dock builder. And that was dangerous. And one other summer, he was a choker setter for WW Logging.
Now, wait, when you say choker setter, I'm assuming that you're speaking about some sort of giant saw or that has a dangerous blade on it. And you're going to be starting it when you say choker setter.
That's why you don't work in the woods. A choker setter takes an evil cable and wraps around a log way downhill, and then he honks some kind of apparatus, depending on the company, and then they haul that log up. It's a terrible job. It's dangerous. You're jumping through bushes and dodging trees, so they generally give that to young kids before they realize how bad a job it is. And my brothers told me, after retiring for 40 years of teaching English, there was only two jobs that mattered in his career that taught him about manhood. One, scared to death choker setter at the age of 20, and the other one was building docks along the waterfront.
It's dangerous, and I think what's going to happen, I've seen some logging displays elsewhere, that it's really fascinating to see how people can, how they can climb the poles. You have to be an athlete, I think, right, to work in the forest.
When I was a kid, there was only lumberjacks. Today, they have lumberjills, and that was really exciting to see these high school girls jumping over, 3-foot, 4-foot diameter logs, carrying cables, doing the mock choker setting, and climbing up spar poles. We have that rigged up inside of the arena. And these gals are extraordinary athletes to do that. And it's a lot of fun.
I know. I think there was a photograph in the paper from the last festival, which Nancy Cook, who's teaches writing at Classic Community College, she put a hard hat on, and I believe she tried pole climbing. And I think it was a lot of, I think she really
yes.
enjoyed it. So, all right. So you just want folks to know that on Saturday the 9th from 10 to 5 at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds, the Astoria Timber Festival, the second annual, is happening. It's free. There's a, what time is the breakfast? There's a lumberjack breakfast.
I think you said at
9 o'clock. Right. That the Rotary is sponsoring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wait, Terry Wilson, our engineer, he must know something about being in the woods because he's asking me something I don't understand. He's saying, is there going to be springboard competition?
The last time there wasn't, and since you know what that is, you can just
I don't know what that is. What is
to?
Springboard competition?
Well, back in the old days, they didn't have spurs to climb poles, so they would cut notches in the tree, stick a board in, climb up a step, cut another notch, put a board in, climb up, and that's the way they climbed the trees.
Oh.
The trees were so monstrous that at the base, the trunk flared out, starting the root system, and it may have been maybe 30-some feet in diameter, and they had to climb up to get to the 15 feet diameter.
Well, obviously, logging has changed. I mean, as we look at, you know, how the forests are evolving and again, better practices, this is a great opportunity for everyone to come out and see what's happening now, currently. What are the modern, current practices? What did they used to do? What are they doing now? So, any last thing you'd like to say?
No.
No, you always have a lot you could say, actually. So, all right. So the Astoria Timber Festival is happening on Saturday, February 9th from 10 to 5. Robert J.J., you'll be out there giving autographs, won't you, for people who, are you going to pretend to be a celebrity or? You are a celebrity in this area. But
we wouldn't be out of a lot of paper or ink. But yes, I'll be there. It's a lot of fun. And thanks for having me on to let the community know that this is going on.
Well, it is part of our heritage, and it's very important to honor that. So I honor you for doing that for this community. So now we're going to let Robert Jacob leave, and we are going to take just a moment to then switch over to talk about the other event happening on Saturday, February 9th, at the Astoria Elks Ballroom. And so now we're going to be, I guess I better do a little station ID here, though. And that is, you are listening to KMUN 91.9, coming to you from Astoria. I'm Donna Quinn, your host of Talk of Our Towns. And the first half of the program, we were talking about the second annual Astoria Timber Festival at the fairgrounds on Saturday, February 9th. And now we're going to talk about the Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation Art for the Heart Champagne Tea, with an art auction and a fashion show. And my guest is Brenda Penner. She is the chair of the Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
It's very nice to have you here.
Oh, always nice to be here.
And also Jennifer Canessa, you are on the board of the Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And before we talk about Art for the Heart, Brenda, please just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been an Astoria resident for 25 years. And I'm a retired nurse from Columbia Memorial Hospital, where I ran the home health and hospice program for 13 years. And I've also been adjunct faculty in the nursing program at the college. I've been working with the foundation for the last 4 years, helping to raise money. And the money that we do raise doesn't just sit in the bank or go to a big corporation someplace. It stays right here in the community to help our neighbors have better health care.
Excellent. And Jennifer, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised in Nacelle and currently live there with my husband, Jeff, and our two daughters. I've worked as a commercial banker for the last 7 years here in Astoria and been with the foundation for the past 3 years. Very important to me to have good health care in our own backyard and helping the foundation raise money through various events.
And the Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation, that its purpose is, I mean, to raise funds for educational programs, to expand various departments at the You want to tell us a little bit about
above.
The foundation?
Enhancement of healthcare in a variety of ways. We've had some 13 or 14 projects. The last ones have been to improve the facility for our surgical services when they did a remodel of the operating rooms. And last year we gave $185,000 to the cancer care project. At the hospital. We're now caring for over 1,000 people doing cancer care, chemotherapy. And our next phase of cancer care is hoping to even expand that further. We're hoping to bring radiation therapy to the community.
For a small, what's considered rural hospital, Columbia Memorial Hospital is really, I mean, cutting edge. You have an association with OHSU, Oregon Correct. Health Sciences University. And now you are, and the focus, of course, of this event is heart, women's heart health. However, in the last couple of years, I know you've expanded your resources for cancer treatment, and now you're really focusing on heart cardiology.
That's our other emphasis, is heart health. And we did a matching grant with OHSU, and we are also helping the Heart Health Project, Women's Health Initiative project that had a large health fair here back in January. 300 women participated in that and will participate in a longitudinal study to see about the health of women's hearts. Columbia Memorial Hospital sort of honed in on cancer and heart disease because we have a higher than normal incidence of both of those situations in Clatsop County that's much higher than the state average. So we're trying to bring as much on-site care so that people don't have to travel to Portland for that care here. And so we have world-class, incredibly qualified physicians that are here to work directly with, and I know personally that they've had real impacts on people's health status because they haven't had to drive 2 hours one way to get top-notch care.
And why this focus on women's heart health? Because I think there's an important statistic that a lot of people are unaware of.
And one being that women's heart health and heart disease is the number one killer in women.
See, I just don't think people realize that. Heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States.
And also that we've learned over the years that the signs and symptoms of heart disease that we've all classically known about really relate to men's heart disease. And we know that women present differently, have different signs and symptoms. And so one of Dr. Rinkovich, who's our cardiologist, one of her emphasis is to find out what's different. How do we do things differently with women? And that's part of this study and part of her emphasis on women's heart health.
And there's so much with women's heart health that is with cardiology disease that is preventable. I mean, you know, that you can prevent things if you're exercising and eating properly and all those kinds of things. And I think that focus is so important.
And that's part of the study, actually, was to bring women in. I was a participant. I was also a volunteer and helped at the fair. We all got lab work, glucose, typical cholesterol and lipid panel, as well as your blood pressure checked. And then we were offered a variety of things on education. What are the signs and symptoms of heart disease? How do you eat better? How do you get your mean body index down? How do you do weight control? How do you eat better for better heart health? So the blood work was all free, which was wonderful. I found out what our cholesterol and lipid panels were. And more importantly, a number of women went through who had really abnormal results, and we were able to say, you need to see your physician as soon as possible. You've got some real health issues to deal with, which I think was eye-opening for them. Someone else was telling them, you need to seek help quickly because you're in trouble. You've got real abnormal results. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we helped a few women get to the doctor before they died from some sort of heart disease situation.
Excellent. And let's talk about this event. Jennifer, what is going to happen at the Astoria Elks Ballroom on Saturday, February 9th?
The doors open at 1 o'clock. and we will be having a art show for women by women. So all of our artists were women. We're having a high noon champagne tea. We're also having a basket raffle. And
so this is an art auction and a mini fashion show.
Yes.
And I know it's sold out. Now, this this is the fifth annual, so but you've had a different focus every year. Like last year, you said that this tea was focused on breast cancer.
That's correct.
This year, it is art for the heart. And so you're focusing on cardiovascular disease and heart and wellness. And Dr. Rinkovich, who's the cardiologist with Columbia Memorial Hospital and OHSU, is going to speak on the topic of women's heart health.
Correct.
And how do people get tickets for this? The event is 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Elks Ballroom. So where can people buy tickets for this?
They can call the foundation and just call directly. You can pay by credit card, a check, but they can take it right there over the phone. And they can reach the foundation by calling 325-3208. And I think it's very important to buy your tickets in advance. We do have a limited number of seats. 200 is our maximum capacity. And I know we're already halfway through that mark. So
this event will sell out. And so if you're listening to this and you would like to go to the Art for the Heart event, which is it's a champagne tea with an art auction and a fashion show at the Astoria Elks on Saturday, February 9th, then call Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation as soon as possible to get your tickets. And let's talk also about what's going to happen there. There's going to be, I guess, red velvet cupcakes. They're going to have some of those.
Yeah, it's really fun. We hope people also think about coming in a red outfit. It's close to Valentine's Day. We're talking about the heart. February is Heart Health Month. So please come in something red and preferably wear a hat if you've got one. It's one of those times you get to pull out your finery and come put your pearls on and even wear gloves if you want to and have a fun afternoon with your girlfriends. Also, learn a little bit about heart health. We'll also have a patient who's gone through the program there to kind of just give a heartfelt testimony about how having a cardiologist in our area actually helped her avoid having a heart attack. Very important. Jennifer and her group have worked really hard to get some wonderful baskets put together. And so there is a raffle. It is a fundraiser for the Heart Program. So if you are in need of some wonderful gifts or want to just have a fun basket, raffle tickets are available. And raffle tickets are available before the event. If you can't get to the event, you can go to the Hospital Foundation office, which is in the administrative area of the hospital, to get raffle tickets. And I will be selling raffle tickets in the hospital cafeteria tomorrow.
Okay, great. And you know what's great? Tickets are only $25 for this wonderful tea. And that includes champagne or sparkling cider, tea, finger sandwiches, winter salad, red velvet cupcakes, and a surprise gift for each attendee. And then you also have local clothing stores showing fashions like Tony's Boutique, Four Seasons, Lola's Classy Closet, and then all this wonderful original art by local women artists.
Yes.
And I think that's a great thing to involve the community in something like this. I mean, and to do this Art for the Heart and have the proceeds go to Education for Women's Heart Health at Columbia Memorial Hospital. I imagine that you are excited about the fact that now you're seeing that there is more awareness and people are beginning to say, I need to really look at this heart issue for myself, for my family. I know Dr. Rinkovich was on my program a few weeks ago, and our very own David Paul here at the radio station said that he saved her life. And saved his life.
She saved his life. Yeah.
That's okay. Let's get that. That's right. Uh-huh. She saved his life. Uh-huh. And so what a resource that we have here. Jennifer, we have just a few minutes left. What else would you like folks to know about either Women's Heart Health or the Art for the Heart event coming up?
Definitely buy your tickets now. Like I said, it is limited seating and tickets are selling fast. It'll be a very, very fun event. Bring your family, bring your girlfriends.
And what about our daughters, you know, young women? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there any age limit on this?
No age limitations.
Okay, so you could bring your daughter, and then she could dress up with gloves and pearls and all mm-hmm. of that. I mean, I think people like to do that. that's fun sometimes for people to do that. And anything else that you'd like to say, Brenda?
Well, just that the, you know, Columbia Memorial Hospital is here for the community. What's wonderful are all the programs that are available that you don't have to travel to Portland to get. Dr. Rinkovich and her group, I think because she's here, she's a cardiologist in the area. I know the woman who's going to speak at the event said, you know, my primary doctor told me I needed a cardiologist, but she said, I wouldn't have done anything about that if I knew I had to go to Portland and I had to find the cardiologist. And on the other hand, 2 days later, she was in Dr. Rinkovich's office right here in Astoria, who said, you know, I don't like the looks of this. We're going to OHSU for this. We're not going to do heart surgery here in Astoria, but we can do all that screening and diagnostic care so that you then get to the expert. And this woman did have open heart surgery. She had blocked vessels she didn't know about, and she probably would have had a cardiac event if it hadn't been for the fact that we had a local cardiologist she could see in a matter of days. So it really is making a difference in people's lives.
So this Art for the Heart event is a way that you can support the good work Columbia Memorial Hospital is doing to serve the needs of this region and to expand on awareness of cardiovascular disease, especially this is the theme for this year. So thank you so much for being here, Jennifer Canessa.
Thank you
so much, Brenda Kenner.
Thanks for having us on the program.
For all your work, absolutely. And I encourage all of you who are listening to bring your mothers and sisters and daughters and friends to Art for the Heart, Saturday, February 9th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Astoria Elks Ballroom. You can't just show up at the door. You actually need to buy a ticket in advance. And Jennifer said the tickets are going quickly. So call Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation at 503-325-3208. And today you have been listening to two shows within one show. We've been talking about, again, two very diverse and different events happening, the Astoria Timber Festival at the fairgrounds, Saturday, February 9th from 10 to 5, and then the Art for the Heart 1 to 4 at the Astoria Elks Ballroom. I want to thank all of you who listen to this program and support everything that takes place in this community. So many worthwhile things, so many great people involved with that, and all for the good of the whole. Thank you, our extraordinary engineer, Terry Wilson, for his masterful job at the board. And also I want to express my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things. That will expand them. Focus on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.